Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Who doesn't want to be absolutely terrified on their way into work? Anybody? It's a Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show, only on radio now. If you're fascinated by true crime and the minds of serial killers, maybe you've watched the new series on Netflix called Mindhunter. Alex, are you done with that already?
Already watched it in one day.
Jeez.
I think it's 9 episodes. I watched all of them in one day.
Now, in that series, one of the featured serial killers talked about is Ed Kemper. Ed did, in fact, murder multiple women, but the most horrifying murder of all is the murder of his mother because of how he did it. Killed his mom. Wow. We're about to find out how and why, thanks to Ashley Flowers, our incredible storytelling friend from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, who joins us every Monday morning at this time to encourage you to call Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana with any and all crime tips you may have. Here's their number, 317-262-TIPS, and Crime Stoppers will keep you completely anonymous. We want to stress to you listening right now that listener discretion is advised. You're about to hear some messed up things. So if we're ready right now, let's get into it. It's Murder Monday this morning. Good morning, Ashley Flowers.
Good morning. And you're morning. Right. It is a gruesome one today.
Yeah,
so
this is,
beware.
On the level, I would say, if you remember a couple weeks ago, we did the cannibalism one. This is right up there with like the grossness and the craziness. So.
You got it. So we're talking about Ed Kemper today, who is known as the co-ed killer. And he was born back on December 18th, 1948. He's a birthmas baby. And even coming out of the womb, this dude was 13 pounds.
Dang!
So I don't know if you know him. So those of you who are familiar with the story, he now is 6'9" and like 290 pounds.
Massive. This guy is like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Scary.
But as a baby, I mean, he came out of the womb destroying women. So he was the middle child, literally.
Oh, that poor mom.
He's the middle child of three, and he is sandwiched in between two girls, and at age 9, his parents get divorced, and he ends up living with his mother and his two sisters, and his mother is verbally abusive, she's an alcoholic, and it's whether it's the way he was born or, again, the way he was raised, it's all still so fuzzy, but at age 10, he starts experiencing or showing these signs of very violent, disturbing behavior. At 10 years old, he buries a cat alive.
Animal abuse. One of the main signs that your kid is about to become a serial killer.
I think when that happens, it's already too late. Like, that kid's gonna do some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he digs up the cat and dismembers it and is walking around with this cat's head on a stick.
Nasty.
I mean, if that's literally not a red flag, I don't know what is. But these dark fantasies, literally his favorite game to play with his siblings was gas chamber and electric chair. He would pretend like he went to jail and was being executed.
Yeah, and that seems a little bit weird.
These dark fantasies, as he gets older, start like bleeding over as he's developing sexually. And so he's relating these dark things to sexual behavior. And his sister even makes a joke once when he was young that, oh, you know, you're gonna kiss your teacher. And his rational comment was, the only way I would kiss her is if I killed her first. So he's definitely got some dark stuff going on. And his mother is so afraid of him that her and the girls sleep upstairs. And every night she makes Ed Kemper go in the basement, sleep on a cot where she locks him in because she's so afraid that he might sexually assault his sisters.
And wasn't this basement like super creepy? There was only like one little light bulb down there and it was nasty.
It's exactly
a dirty
what
mattress.
You're picturing. Yes.
Yeah. And see, this is the thing that as you're listening to the story that Ed Kemper fascinates me because he terrifies me and he's such an awful, disturbing person. But then at the same time, part of me always feels bad for him. I always feel sorry for him because of the way that he grew up. I feel like some of this wasn't his fault because of how his mother treated him.
It is. It's a lot of what's nature, what's nurture. It's still a mystery.
Still doesn't justify what we're going to find out what he did, though.
Right. So at 14, he's tired of living with his mother. He's tired of being the only boy. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go live with my father who respects men. He will accept me. And he goes and finds his father. And his father has a whole new family and basically rejects Ed and says, we don't want you here. You're not part of our family anymore. So he then goes to live with his grandparents. And what he finds out is his grandmother is a lot like his mom. She is verbally abusive. She's domineering. And they argue all the time. And one day when his grandpa went to the grocery store, they get in an argument and he takes a shotgun and kills his grandmother.
Whoa.
And when he's asked later why he did it, he literally just says, you know, we fight all the time. I just wanted to see what it was like. And he goes in the driveway and he doesn't want his grandfather to be ashamed of him or have to live his life without his wife. So he waits in the driveway for his grandfather to come home and kills his grandfather as well.
Wow.
And he calls his mother first thing and says, this is what I've done. I don't know what to do. She tells him to turn himself into the police, which he does. And at this point, he's only 15 years old. And they commit him to a mental hospital. And he gets there. And this is just a testament to how charming and smart he is. He becomes like friends with the psychologists and the nurses. And so close that he actually becomes one of their assistants, basically, as a patient.
He is really endearing. If you watch Netflix's Mindhunter, I mean, the character that plays him in the show, I mean, he really is. He's very open. He wants to talk. Like, he's not like a quiet guy.
But I'm not going to let somebody that's like killing their grandparents be like my buddy.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand that.
They give him access to like all of the files. He reads his own file. Ooh. He's reading other people's, like learning about their crimes. And most importantly, he has access. There's these 28 psychological tests they give people. He has access to all of the tests and memorizes the answers.
Oh, see? That's not good. Why would he be allowed to see that?
Yeah, who's the idiot running that place?
Yeah, whoever who's running it needs to actually be committed themselves.
Yeah, put them in there.
So when he's up to be released at age 21, he passes with flying colors, and literally his psychologist has glowing recommendations for him. You know,
oh,
he's
boy.
100% reformed. He's going to be great in society, and he actually recommends that his record be totally expunged, which it was.
What?
The only recommendation that they have was that he not go live with his mother. They, you know, this is obviously a trigger for him. But when he was released, that was the only person that he knew and that he had a home with.
Yeah, so where's he supposed to go?
He goes back to live with his mother and he tries to live a normal life and get a job. He actually goes and hangs out at this cop bar and becomes really good friends with cops. And he's trying so hard, but he can't fight these demons inside of him. And he starts to test himself. Little by little, he would see how far he could push his dark urges on humans without going too far, but eventually he breaks.
We'll continue Murder Monday with our guest Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana next on the Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you're tweeting along too using the hashtag Murder Monday and let us know what you think.